Hi, my name is Lloyd Lockridge, and I'm the host of a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. In this podcast, I'm going to have people on to tell unusual and sometimes far-fetched stories about their families.
I've heard my whole life that she invented the margarita.
And then we're going to investigate those stories and find out how much of it is true.
He gets a patent 1 month before the Wright brothers. Oh my God.
Please follow and listen to Family Lore, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
While you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the Go.
With the Thursday 830 on the Go, I'm Taylor Rivera. The Hennepin County attorney says she's ready to prosecute a case against an ICE officer, regardless of the venue. Minnesotans are not as fond of Governor Tim Walz as they once were, and the big honking truck parade kicks off tonight in Minneapolis. But first, the Minneapolis Park Board has voted to close the Minnehaha off-leash dog park by the end of the year.
The park, which is considered a sacred Dakota site, has been the target of closure as of late, with indigenous leaders and advocates saying the move is long overdue.
Well, my 10 years at the dog park feels meaningful. It's nothing compared to the thousands of years of connection and culture that the Dakota community have to this land. I will miss the dog park, but I am more than willing to drive a bit further if it means that our robust and powerful indigenous community have access to more of their rightful historical and sacred land.
Dogs will need to be on leash at all times by the time the off-leash area closes. The board says it intends to look for new locations for off-leash parks in Minneapolis. Mark Fry, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Hennepin County Attorney Mary Moriarty says her office will prosecute a case against an ICE officer whether or not it ends up in federal court. Moriarty says the claim by Gregory Morgan Jr. that he's entitled to be tried at the federal level due to his job is not a surprise, and they filed papers objecting to the attempted change of venue. Morgan is charged in an incident during the surge in April where he was driving an unmarked vehicle illegally on the shoulder when the victim and another car pulled in front of him to cut him off. It's then Morgan allegedly pulled up beside the vehicle with the driver and passenger and pointed a black handgun at them. Not knowing he was an ICE officer, they called police. Morgan is facing two counts of second-degree assault. 2 years ago, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz was riding high as he campaigned to become the next vice president. Now a new poll finds his approval rating has fallen to just 39%, in his final year in office. WCCO radio political analyst Blois Olson.
And the idea that he is now below 40% in popularity in his own state shows that the volatility and the mood of the electorate is not invested in long-term relationships right now. They want people they can trust, that are consistent, and that are there. And he just has had trouble kind of pulling that off the last few years.
He says the fraud crisis is also to blame for the governor's declining popularity. Two Minneapolis City Council committees taking public testimony this week on allowing bathhouses back into the city.
Bathhouses, which allowed sexual activity between consenting adults, were banned in the 1980s amid the AIDS epidemic, including the first positive HIV test in Minneapolis in 1982. Some blamed bathhouses for contributing to the spread of HIV and facilitating prostitution. Some testifiers disagreed.
This has nothing to do with expanding access or safety to sex work. We would never advocate for brothels, and it's important that people know that bathhouses are not brothels.
This ordinance is not about vice. It is about self-expression.
The proposal to change city code and once again legalize bathhouses is expected to go before the full council next week. Several other cities across the country have them, as does Duluth. Laura Oakes, News Talk 830 WCCO.
As the Minneapolis City Council grapples over the issue, Mayor Jacob Frey says he supports it with some reservations.
Yeah, I'm supportive of the general direction. That being said, it should not be our primary focus. We got to be focusing on the core city issues of public safety, of economic development, and housing. I also don't think we should be giving off the impression that we're going to be able to fully regulate for safety. And so, am I supportive? Yes. with those caveats, though.
Minnesota's job growth is outpacing the national average as unemployment numbers wind down. According to a new report from the Minnesota Department of Employment and Economic Development, the state's labor market bounced back with the addition of 5,400 positions in May, marking a second consecutive month of growth after a flat winter season. This hiring surge lowered the state's unemployment rate to 4.4% through persistent inflation, continuing to outpace wage growth for both state and national workers. Upcoming monthly reports will determine whether this upward hiring trend can sustain itself despite a sixth straight month of decline in participation in the labor force. Thousands of runners will lace up their shoes this weekend for Grandma's Marathon in Duluth.
Grandma's Marathon weekend in Duluth is expected to have a $40 million economic impact.
To have that be an economic impact on a weekend where, were it not for the marathon, there would be nothing happening, because June in Duluth is either 40 degrees or it's 70 degrees. Like, there's no middle ground there.
Duluth Area Chamber of Commerce President Matt Baumgartner says the marathon is a boost for everything from hotels, restaurants, transportation, and brings an additional 300 jobs to the area.
To be able to have that is remarkable.
Mark Fry, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Finally, if you love big trucks or you know someone who does, you might want to plan a trip to downtown Minneapolis tonight. Starting at 5:30 along Nicollet Mall, dozens of big honking trucks will be traveling the route. Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Fry.
It's going to give a whole bunch of really excited kids the opportunity to check out everything from police and fire trucks to concrete mixers, even garbage trucks.
After the parade, kids can actually get up close and climb on the trucks. Again, the fun starts at 5:30 tonight. Thanks for listening to WCCO's 830 On The Go. You can find each day's On The Go and all of our podcasts at WCCORadio.com or by downloading the Odyssey app. I'm Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830, WCCO.
Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before, and that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.